Welcome to KMSC News. My name is Maggie Ganley, and here are the stories for the night. ODK celebrated its 10th anniversary of Into the Streets earlier this month with close to 900 volunteers. ODK is an honor society on campus that started Into the Streets 10 years ago. When asked about why Into the Streets was created, Leslie Worden, one of the professors involved with Into the Streets, said the Honor Society wanted to, quote, create a service project that would involve the entire campus, end quote. Tracy Gates is the co-vice president for the Into the Streets committee. When asked how she felt about this year's event, she said, quote, I think that this year's event was a success, and from most of our feedback, the volunteers did an awesome job and were greatly appreciated by the community, end quote. Because of the spirit of getting involved, Worden sees these events lasting long into the future. Speaking of students getting involved, many students made sure to participate in the Halloween events around campus last week. Many Halloween-oriented activities were offered around campus this year. Events such as trick-or-treating in Dimmitt, pumpkin painting in Yawkey, and a scavenger hunt in the Plex really help students release stress and give in to their inner kid. When Jenny Mansfield, one of the residents in Dimmitt, reflected upon Halloween, she said it was entertaining.
You get a lot of strange looks, especially if you're dressed up in a way like I was.
Strange looks aside, Jenny was not alone. Many students made sure to get dressed up and get their spook on. However, people dressed up as ghouls and monsters haven't been the only scary things around campus. Over the last few weeks, there have been reports of safety issues. One incident involved teenagers patrolling campus with airsoft guns. Another involved people terrorizing a residence hall. I spoke to Madison Sheath, a resident of the Plex, who reported issues such as people tapping on windows at night and stalking the building from the parking lot. After staking out the Plex, campus security was finally able to catch the perpetrators and put the issues to rest. Issues like this are fairly common and arise once every couple of months, as the head of campus security, Brett Lyon, noted. It's usually people off campus that cause security's concerns. Security problems are impossible to avoid, but campus security makes sure to stay engaged and tackle issues as they arise. However, don't just rely on campus security to stay safe. Hold yourself reliable as well. He left us with one important takeaway message.
It's not just a security thing, it's an us thing. And safety is everybody's responsibility. And so if you see something, say something.
Thanks for joining me for this news update. My name is Maggie Ganley, and I'll see you next time.